Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm. I have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. I recently received an email from a person who is interested in taking our free Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. And we use a lot of material from that course in these podcasts. But the person writing in asked, well, why should I take it? Why should I take the course? They wanted to, but they wanted an answer to that. Why should I take it? And then they went on to write about how much they had studied the Bible and how much they knew about the Bible. And they felt like they kind of knew it all already. Now, the sad thing was that a lot of what they actually wrote was not biblical. They had opinions about the Bible. They had some thoughts. They were convinced that they knew what the Bible said. But really, they were saying things that the Scriptures actually don't say. So I encouraged them to take the course and let them know that the course has Scriptures to back up everything that we teach, so they can read those and go along with it and make sure they prove it from the Bible. And I also tried to gently remind them of an admonition that Jesus Christ gives to all of us. And this admonition is in Matthew 18. If you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out. We could look at these Scriptures together and see what God's Word says. Notice Matthew 18, verses 1 through 5. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Who's the greatest, and what did Jesus Christ say to them? Verse 2, Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. This probably really shocked the disciples. They thought, you know, well, what is this? What is this that he's doing here? Verse 3, and he said, "Verily, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receives me." Christ was saying here that we have to become as a little child. We have to become teachable. We have to become humble. You know, if we think we already know everything, then we're not going to be able to be taught. We can't have an attitude of knowing it all, especially when it comes to the Bible. There's a lot for us to learn. We have to be teachable if God will be able to teach us. And God, of course, does want to teach us. He wants to teach all of us, and we all have much to learn. And notice Isaiah 1. When we come into a new school year, we often think about education and being taught. And God wants to teach us. He's the great educator. But he shows us that we have to have a certain mindset if we're going to be taught correctly. Isaiah 1, verses 18 through 19. It says, "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Eternal. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." God wants to reason with us. He wants to teach us. He wants us to learn to be willing and obedient. And we all start out with sins that are as scarlet, but God wants to change us and change our thinking and change our mindset and change our actions. But we have to be teachable. We have to be teachable. Be willing and obedient. Notice this quote. This is from Lesson 11. Of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course, which is free at thetrumpet.com. Please sign up for it if you're not already taking it. It says, "The Bible shows that a spirit-begotten child of God," and of course that's one who has God's spirit, "they must grow spiritually before he can be born into the divine family of God. While still mortal, he is to become more godlike, developing more and more of the very mind and character of Jesus Christ. We are to grow, we are to learn, we're to become more like Jesus Christ and develop more of the mind and character of Jesus Christ. We need to be converted. We need to be educated. And then we need to apply that education. We have to begin to think more like God thinks, live and act as God lives. And of course, God lives according to his law of love, and that's set out for us in the Ten Commandments. It's very practical. There's a set of laws, and they show us how to live as God lives, and we need the love of God to do that. None of this growth and conversion can happen if we're not teachable. If we say, well, I already know everything, well, then how can God teach us? He has to be able to teach us. And a lot of times, as we go through life, I think you have found this, I certainly have, there are some things that we think we know, and we find out we really didn't know what we thought, or we found out that our thinking was wrong. That happens too. We have to be teachable. Notice Proverbs 1. There's a lot of good proverbs that talk about being willing to learn. Here's just one example. Proverbs 1 and verse 5. It says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." And we have to make sure we're learning from the right source, wise counsels, God's word. But we have to be wise about that. And if we are wise, we're going to hear and increase learning. It doesn't say a wise person will hear and increase learning until they know everything and then they don't listen anymore. That would be ridiculous. That's not what it says. If a person already thinks they know it all, then how can they have an attitude to hear and increase learning? See, that's not very wise now, if somebody thinks that way. So we all have to be teachable. God wants to teach us, but he'll teach those that are teachable and ready and willing to learn and know they have to learn some things. God had to deal with Job in a particular way to get him to understand that he still had a lot to learn. And Job was a lot more educated than most. Job really was very sharp for a human being and would put most people to shame. And yet God showed him that compared to God, Job didn't know much of anything. Notice Job 38, verses 17 through 19. Here we have God just talking to Job and asking him a few questions and seeing what he understands. And some pretty impressive questions being asked here. Verse 17, it says, "Have the gates of death been opened unto you? Or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Have you perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if you know it all." That would be hard to hear. But God says, declare if you know it all. If you know everything, you tell me this, and you tell me this, and you tell me this. And he was just showing Job that there was an attitude there that had to change. Job didn't know it all. And God had to show him that. Now Job repented and really went on and did wonderful things, and God blessed him incredibly. But that example is there for us to learn from. Well, if we have an attitude where we know it all, then we're going to have some changing to do in our thinking. Job, though, he did learn that God knows everything, and we need to learn from God. Notice Job 42. Here is when Job finally came around, Job 42, verses 1 through 6. "Then Job answered the Eternal and said, I know that you can do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from you. Who is he that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not." See, Job started out with an attitude where he thought he knew it all. And then once God corrected him and worked with him, he said, "You know everything, God. Things that are just too wonderful for me, I don't know them. I don't know them." But now notice verse 4. He says, "Hear, I beseech you, and I will speak. I will demand of you and declare you unto me." Now, that's not a bad attitude that Job's having here. What he is saying is, I'm ready to learn from you, God. let me ask you a question and then you tell me the answer. I've spent too much time telling everybody else the answer. Now I need to ask more questions and let you give me the answer. Job was brought to that place where he understood that God knows everything and he didn't know anything. And that's all of us. God knows everything. What do we know? We don't know anything apart from God. Now, when God reveals some things and he teaches us, well, good, then we've learned it. But we've learned it from God. God's the one that knows. And we have to keep learning. And as we read there in Proverbs 1, keep learning, keep understanding, keep increasing, but always having an attitude of being teachable. Verse 5 in Job 42, it says, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Wherefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job realized that he had really been thinking the wrong way and he wasn't teachable. But now he changed that, and he really did, and set a marvelous example in that. Notice another proverb here. This is Proverbs 3 and verse 7. I think this one's known by most everybody. I used to have actually a pencil that had this on there, and it's a good reminder. It says, be not wise in your own eyes, fear the eternal, and depart from evil. Proverbs 3 and verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. So that's something that we can do, where we think we know it all. We're wise because, you know, we value our opinion, our thinking. We've, you know, think we've figured it out. And we're told here, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the eternal and depart from evil. Obey God. Obey God, and then, and just like Job there at the end, you know, ask good questions and ask God to show us and give us the answers we need. We have to be teachable. Notice what Jesus Christ said about those that God can teach. It gives us a great example to follow here. Matthew 11, verses 25 and 26. It says, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. Now, this is about being teachable. People that are wise in their own eyes and people that think they knew everything, they wouldn't have truth revealed to them. It was revealed to those that are babes, right? Childlike, just like we read about earlier when Christ said in Matthew 18 that we have to humble ourselves and become as a little child. Be teachable. Then God can reveal some things to us. And you know that from personal experience if you've ever tried to instruct somebody in something. And if they were obstinate and thought they already knew and wouldn't listen, well, they were hard to teach, right? Probably didn't learn much. But if somebody, you know, was willing and said, yeah, I need to know how to do this. Can you show me? And had a good attitude, that probably went pretty well. That's the same for us. If we don't listen to God, if we think we already know, well, then how can we be taught? Even thinking about Jesus Christ's example, you just think about how many people tried to correct Jesus Christ himself when he was on this earth. There's plenty of scriptures that show some of those confrontations, and people were just trying to correct him and tell him he didn't know what he was talking about, and he's the very Son of God. And they still thought they were right. They were wise in their own eyes. And again, there's a lot that have that attitude today. We can all have that attitude if we're not careful. God tells us, be different than that, though. Here's an attitude we need to have. Romans 12 and verse 16. Notice this instruction. Romans 12 and verse 16. It says, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. The Amplified Version has it as, do not overestimate yourself. Have a realistic self-view. Phillips translates it as, don't become set in your own opinions. The New Living Translation has it as, and don't think you know it all. Same problem that Job ran into. Same problem that many in Christ's day ran into. It's the same problem that is rampant in our society today, where people are too quick to think they know it all And again, that's something that all of us can get into if we're not asking God to really help us and going to Him and being taught and following through on His instruction. God wants to teach us. Who is He going to teach? Notice Isaiah 66 and verse 2. Isaiah 66 and verse 2. It says, "For all those things has mine hand made, and all those things have been." You know, you can think about the things that God said to Job, all those different questions he asked. You know, God made all of those things. "But to this man will I look," God says, "even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word." Somebody that's humble and teachable and will do what God says in his word. Now that's a person God can teach. God can teach us, and we need to learn. And one of the things that gets in the way of really learning is just being wise in our own eyes, thinking we know it all, thinking we don't need to be educated or that we already know. That's something to really guard against. God wants to teach us. He's willing to teach us, but we have to become childlike, as Jesus Christ said. And we have to make sure that we're humble, teachable, not overestimating ourselves or our thoughts or our opinions, not wise in our own eyes, but really willing to let God teach us and being excited to learn more and more from Him. If you'd like to learn more, you can request the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. You can sign up for that. It's free at thetrumpet.com, and we have quite a few that take that course, and it's such a great educational tool, and we ask that you take advantage of it if you have not already. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.